This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Mackenzie Rose Colgan wakes up with a plan to, quote, end everything. The 37-year-old Maryland mom allegedly intends to kill her husband, her two children, and herself. 11:40 a.m., she takes her three-month-old daughter upstairs to the bathroom, puts the infant in a small tub inside the bathtub, and holds the baby's head underwater until she stops breathing. After the drowning, Colgan climbs onto the ledge of a second-story window.
Nancy Colgan, a licensed family and child therapist, tells police she considered jumping but stepped off the ledge and told her husband what she had done. The father tried to revive their girl while Colgan dials 911, but she's pronounced dead at a local hospital. Reportedly, officers were called to the home twice in recent months. A friend called for a welfare check, and Colgan called reporting her daughter wasn't breathing. On both occasions, when police arrived, Colgan told them everything was fine.
Somehow Colgan managed to live, but she's charged with murder one. Bend, Oregon, someone's having a little too much fun sticking googly eyes on the public art fixtures. Dubbed the Googly Eye Bandit, the prankster hits 8 pieces of art in the roundabout art route, including a family of deer and a 6-foot sphere. While residents enjoy the humor, officials have problems removing the adhesive without damaging the art. The cleanup costs $1,500, with some sculptures needing repainting. Officials emphasize they appreciate creativity, but must protect art. No word yet on the Googly Eye Bandit's secret identity. Shh. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Justice is closer this hour for one of Ohio's most shocking crimes. Two more members of the Wagner family have been sentenced for the 2016 murders of 8 members of the Roden family in Pike County, a massacre stemming from a custody dispute. Edward Jake Wagner, who pleaded guilty, was sentenced to life in prison with parole possible after 32 years. His mother, Angela Wagner, received 30 years for helping plan the killings. The judge acknowledged Jake's cooperation in solving the case, but condemned Angela for failing to stop the plot. The April 2016 shootings at 3 rural homes claimed the lives of 7 adults and a teenager, sparking one of Ohio's largest investigations. Prosecutors say the Wagners meticulously planned the killing over the course of months to gain custody of Jake's niece. The Wagner family's patriarch, George Billy Wagner III, awaits trial, while Jake's brother, George IV, was sentenced to life without parole in June. 4 years after a brutal mass killing at an illegal marijuana farm in Southern California, authorities are now shedding light on the case. Investigators believe gang members were behind the attack that left 7 people dead. As Crime Online's Sydney Sumner tells us, they're now asking for the public's help to bring justice to the victims.
The scene was a remote property in the small mountain community of Iguanga, about 50 miles northeast of San Diego. There, in September 2020, 7 lives were violently cut short at an illegal marijuana operation. 6 victims were discovered on site, and a 7th, a woman, died later in the hospital. Now, more than 4 years later, the Riverside County Sheriff's Department says they believe the perpetrators were gang members of Laotian descent, possibly operating out of the San Diego area. Sheriff Chad Bianco described the killings as a home invasion type robbery aimed at stealing cash. While a substantial amount of marijuana was found, over 1,000 plants and several hundred pounds of processed product, Bianco noted that much of it was left behind. Authorities believe those who lived and worked on the property, more than 20 people in total, may fear retaliation or hold a deep distrust of law enforcement, particularly if they come from countries where authorities are seen as corrupt. Adding to the investigation, officials are seeking information about a mid-sized dark-colored SUV believed to have been used by the suspects. Sheriff Bianco has urged anyone with knowledge to come forward, saying community assistance is critical to solving this case. The illicit operation highlights a broader issue in California's marijuana market. Despite the state legalizing recreational cannabis in 2018, high taxes and strict regulations have kept the illegal market thriving. Consumers often turn to unlicensed sellers to save money.
If you have any information about the Iguanga killings, you're urged to contact the Riverside County Sheriff's Department.
Thanks, John. Danielle Elise Adam tells mom she's grabbing food and never comes back. Next day, a cousin sees her on Detroit's west side, but after that, she vanishes. Phone and social media go silent. Weeks after, her family discovers a Backpage.com listing with her photo, raising fears she has fallen victim to sex trafficking. Danielle, 4'11", 120 pounds, light-skinned African-American, black curly hair, often straightened, and beautiful hazel eyes. Last seen in a sweatshirt and dark jogging pants. Tattoos, Shelly on her right bicep, and a yin-yang on her left arm. Danielle will be 29 today. Anyone with info on the disappearance of Danielle Elise Adams, please call Detroit Police, 313-596-2221. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.